I'm Duncan MacLeod, and this is TCS Plus, the business technology show from Tech Central, which today is brought to you by First Distribution. Now, this is the final episode in a three-part discussion on the future of database management in the cloud, with a specific focus on Microsoft's Azure SQL. Now, don't go anywhere. That topic might sound a little arcane, but this is an important business discussion. And my guest once again in the studio is Pregan Chetty, who is Microsoft Azure Product Manager at First Distribution. Pregan, perhaps I should have asked you this earlier, but what does your J2J job entail exactly?
Wow, that is an interesting question, Duncan. I think the easiest way for me to sum it up is master of all trades and a jack of none. The reason why I say that is on a daily basis, we encounter multiple different scenarios. You know, we help customers scope, we help them build some materials, we help them create go-to-market plans from a reseller perspective. We also help end customers achieve their desired business goals. And that includes us doing everything from planning, understanding a bill of material, creating a solution in the cloud for a customer just based on what their word is. Majority of the time, we sit in a lot of customer requirement meetings, trying to understand what is the customer trying to achieve with their requirement or their goal that they have in mind, and trying to pretty much handhold them throughout the process to end up in that fruitful solution that is the least problematic possible, but meeting every requirement they have.
Okay. And I imagine you spend quite a bit of time with Microsoft as well to learn what's coming down the line.
I'd say 50% of my time with Microsoft, 50% of my time with customers.
Okay. So obviously data security is top of mind for every company in 2024. If it's not, it darn well should be top of mind. What makes Azure SQL a secure choice for companies?
It's a shared responsibility model that I mentioned in episode 2 for the viewers who have watched that. So the shared responsibility model is a very interesting model from vendors or hyperscalers out in the market today. And that essentially means that each vendor has a extent of responsibility of the infrastructure of which your information or systems rely upon. If we look at Azure specifically, Azure has the shared responsibility model that works in three different areas of IT procurement or IT infrastructure. The infrastructure as a service area, the platform as a service, as well as the software as a service offerings within the IT markets. Now, each of these layers or areas have their own respective limitation as to the responsibility model of the actual vendor. In the platform as a service, we can see everything all the way up to the actual infrastructure being managed by the actual vendor. And then on the flip side of that, you have software as a service, where everything is managed securely by the vendor. It's the data that's being input in the access layer that is liable by the actual user. So a lot of customers do move over to Azure because of that particular requirement. It helps you save costs on at least a quarter or a third, dependent on your security maturity and where you are in your journey, in terms of becoming compliant to all the laws and regulations out in the market today.
How long are the conversations you actually end up having with clients around securing these databases? Is it a top? Is it one of the top questions that you...
Every conversation starts with security.
That's good to hear.
You know, I think the sentiment with the cloud is always for any person, is my data going to be safe? How do I know who accesses my data and who has a copy of my data? There are so many different security tools over and above what Microsoft provides for customers that customers can actually make use of. There are tools for gateways. There are proxies, there are firewalls, there's endpoint protection, there's workload protection. All from Microsoft. I mean, you can go all the way down to information-centric encryption. For those who don't know what that is, that's essentially encrypting a document if it holds, for example, a cell number or a certain characteristic. Within Azure security tools, you can actually build out these practices and these policies. Again, a little difficult for our markets in Southern Africa, unfortunately, due to security being such a intricate, complex skill that not many South Africans have acquired yet. We are uplifting in this area, though.
Okay. But just to touch on that a little bit longer, you mentioned data encryption. I understand that Azure SQL by default encrypts data at rest and in transit to ensure that there isn't the potential, even if someone gets hold of an element of that database, they still can't read it unless they've got the decryption keys, right?
100%. So built into Azure on the back end is a lot of interconnected inter-speaking technologies. Your Entra ID, or what was formerly known as your Azure Active Directory, is your identity brain off Azure. This essentially allows you to understand who your user is, where did they log from, and any additional analytics that may be tied into that. Entra ID is also at the front and foremost of your 365 licensing. And these types of tools or technologies such as Entra allow you to perform things like log activity checks, where you can actually pull a log check to see, you know, have I had any impossible time travel, or simply look at the usage of the workload or the SQL database for that matter. Since it is a scalable solution, IT teams are always recommended to keep an eye on the cost that comes along with it.
Okay. So from a security perspective, I think some companies assume that when they move to the cloud, the security is taken care of by the cloud vendor. That isn't the case, though. You have to ensure, even if Microsoft provides a lot of security tools that you can put around your Azure SQL implementation, you shouldn't just assume that that's secure. You need to make sure yourself that you've secured it. And presumably you can bring in non-Microsoft third-party security tools 100%. As well to help protect it.
100%. So within Azure, you actually have a marketplace, and that marketplace hosts a variety of different technologies, different vendors, different brands that you can actually leverage and purchase off through your Azure subscription and using that on your workload.
A bit like the Play Store on Android.
Exactly like the Play Store on Android, right? You can be using a Samsung but still download Apple Music, for example. Mm-hmm. It's the same in Azure where, for example, instead of, say, I don't want to use a Microsoft firewall, I can go and use any vendor's firewall that's already federated with Microsoft. And I mean, look at it in today's day and age. Microsoft is pretty much partnered up with majority of the technology providers out there. Mm-hmm. And that means that as a user, you have access to those tools as well.
All right. Okay. Let's shift the discussion now. Let's talk about SQL performance. How does Azure SQL manage performance, and what sort of performance optimizations are done in the cloud?
So speaking to optimizations or performance specifically is a very gray area. The reason being, each and every customer varies. Dependent on what that database is being used for, how frequently it's being accessed, your performance rates are going to vary. However, Microsoft Azure has a 99.9% uptime guarantee. And this essentially means that your service is running to its most efficient level at all given times. Mm-hmm. But there is also the scenario of MySQL database not performing the way I need to in conjunction to an application service or whatever I'm using in the cloud. And in these particular cases, there is a tool called Azure Advisor, which will actually make a recommendation to the owning organization of that subscription, the MSP, or even the distributor, dependent on how that subscription had been set up, on what the best practice recommendation would be to either reduce cost, to better the performance, better latency, or essentially just create a more efficient workload in the cloud. Mm-hmm. In addition to that, we also offer optimization assessments. We look at absolutely everything within your Azure workload. We look at how you set up your user base access, what types of machines are being used, how frequently are they being accessed, as well as how often are they not being used. And could we potentially move this to a lower version to help a customer save costs? So these types of activities are a daily basis that ongoes throughout each and every Azure customer's journey.
Now, we know Microsoft is infusing artificial intelligence into just about all of its products. Does AI play a role as well in performance optimization of Azure SQL?
Definitely. Definitely. The AI and cognitive services built in with Azure can tie in and interconnect to absolutely every piece of technology hosted in the cloud, SQL being one of them themselves. Think about automating of tasks, or the scenario I mentioned in episode 2, where we had a customer who was looking to create business benefit from a user perspective, not necessarily financially, but literally create ease of use and access for the relevant teams needing information. If we take that particular case, there are so many different ways to use AI to build automated services. Automated services that can also save you time and money as well.
Okay, good. As the Joburg thunderstorm rolls in into our podcast, and I can assure you it's not Pregan or myself stomach rumbling. there is a wild storm outside, so please excuse the thunder in the background. Now, Pregan, where do you see Azure SQL going as a product in the next few years? I mean, databases are obviously a very competitive market, and there are a range of commercial and open source solutions out there. How do you see Azure SQL fitting into that picture, and where do you see the product developing in the coming years?
I see a lot more adoption of the cloud, and with the saying of adoption of cloud, there is adoption of services like SQL databases. If we look at the benefit we've already created in today's day and age, I believe the more people who are aware as to what this technology can do for their business, how it can impact them in the various different aspects, the higher the adoption rate will be. Cloud is the new normal. You know, when Microsoft 365 came out in the early 2000s, it was move over to the cloud now. It's inevitable. If you do it later, it's going to cost you more. It's the same scenario yet again. You know, as technology advances and as demand becomes higher, price gets higher. Why put yourself into a scenario where you're going to be spending all that capital expenditure when you have operational expenditure? You know, you're also digitizing and modernizing your environment. It means you are innovating. Mm-hmm. As a business, innovation is key. The only way we make money is to innovate, create ease of whatever product or service we are providing to the market. It's how we make money, right? And if you look at SQL in particular, e-commerce is the new normal. A lot of startups do not have the funding to go and purchase out a server 10 and an actual SQL license. How do we help you get there? Using technologies like SQL. I mean, if you look at all the new services that have come up on a daily basis, you know, here in Johannesburg, you drive on the road, you see a billboard saying one company's name. 2 weeks down the line, you drive past that same billboard. It's a whole brand new company you've never heard of with a whole new offering. How do you keep up with your competitors in today's day and age? It's innovation. And with Azure and using tools like Azure SQL, we can help you create that innovation and help you keep up with the market.
I think that's a great point to wrap up this podcast series. And again, if you've missed any of the other episodes, do go and check them out, including our first episode with Silicon Overdrive. And Pregan has touched on a lot of interesting stuff in episodes 1 and 2. So don't miss those two episodes. And First Distribution's website again, Pregan, is?
FirstDistribution.com.
FirstDistribution.com. Pregan Chetty is Azure Product Manager for First Distribution. Thank you for these sessions. They've been very informative. And
thank you so much for your time, Duncan. Hoping the audience enjoys it as well.
Thanks, Pregan. Cool.